Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
There's nothing like men and women who stand up for our country, and they stand up for our values. And understanding, when you vote, you want to know what people's values are, what's valuable to them. And quite often we live our life not even thinking about what's valuable to us, and at the end of our life we realize we lived it for everything that's not valuable to us.
Sad.
And the Value Voters Summit helps us align ourselves and check ourselves. What is our values? And Congressman Mark Meadows, if you've been watching him, he has been on time, standing up.
Yes.
Although he was a number of a few who literally was on the lines pressing Freedom for
Caucus.
Justice, the Freedom Caucus, bringing justice. And understand this, for what God told me very specifically, great provision is coming, but it comes only when justice is served. And so when you see people like Congressman Mark Meadows and others doing that, like DeSantis,
Jim Jordan,
understand
Matt Gaetz.
Who would have ever thought that not all the justice, but the top of the Justice Department was holding back justice? That has to happen before this gavel of God comes down, where I literally saw gold. That's why you see all of our programs sometimes has this gold shaving rain, because the provision of God is going to come once justice is served. So thank God for Congressman Mark Meadows and others. Let's join him as he talks about the achievements of what's been taking place in this short period of time, like 23 months, 22 months, at the Value Voters Summit. Check it out.
That if we do not continue to stay engaged, the very first thing that a House of Representatives, that if it has a Speaker Nancy Pelosi, will be impeach this president. So it is important that we show up again on November 6th. It is important that we stay engaged, because the progress that this president has made is remarkable. Now, you've heard about some of the things already, but I can tell you early on, I was concerned that some of those campaign promises weren't going to be kept. And the president told me, he says, Mark, I want to tell you, when I was there advocating on behalf of moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, not only was he going to do it, he would do it quickly, and indeed he has. And that's the kind of president, a promise-keeping president we have. But it's even in the small things. For 3 years, I've been saying the Palestinians haven't been willing to negotiate in a good manner in terms of actually having peace in the Middle East. And I felt like that it was deplorable. I thought it was deplorable that we would have a PLO office here in Washington, D.C., and it took this president to say, enough is enough, and let's close it down. And that's how serious he is. But perhaps you've seen in recent days, in fact, just yesterday, the headlines come out that Rod Rosenstein talked about actually wearing a wire and going into the Oval Office to secretly record this president. I think the time is now that we need to hold those at DOJ and FBI accountable. The time, it's past time, and it is time that we hold them accountable. Yes, without a doubt, it is time. It is time. So I think Rod needs to come before Congress this week and explain under oath what exactly he said and what he didn't say. I think it's time. Now, we can be concerned about comments about wearing a wire that weren't deployed, that they're talking about. But I can tell you, I'm more concerned about wires that were deployed that they're not talking about when they're spying on a Trump campaign. It is time that they come clean on that. We need to declassify the documents and make sure the American people can see for themselves. It is time. It is time. It is also time that we continue to speak up from our communities each and every day and not let the left silence our willingness to stand up for this great country. We need to make sure we speak up. I can tell you, there are few things that unite us other than truly our values. But I can also say this, is that when we look at standing up for our country, it is important that we not make a political statement. I think that it is not appropriate to make a political statement at a wedding. It's not okay to make a political statement at a funeral. And it is not okay to make a political statement when we have the flag and when we stand to salute it. We need to honor our veterans and make sure that we stand and let them know that we're united. It is not okay. It is important. So I want you to stay engaged. I want you to once again applaud this president for being proud of who we are. When you have a pastor, Andrew Brunson, from my state, my area, from Buncombe County, who has been held hostage over in Turkey, it's gratifying to know that I've got a president that not only will talk the talk, but walk the walk and stand up on behalf of a religious freedom. It is key. So I'm going to close with this little personal story about what happened last year. Now, they've gone to yellow. They're flashing yellow, just so you all know. They're wanting to make sure that I finish. You can turn off the clock. I'm going to finish on time. But as we do that, last time the president came off and you gave the president a great warm welcome. And he came off and he was saying, well, you know, I think that went pretty well. I said, I think it went better than pretty well. And he actually offered for me to take a ride back to the White House in the Beast, his official limo. Now, I share that not because we got to ride in a limo and it was a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me and my wife. I share that because we got in the car before he did. And you know why that happened? Because he was backstage taking individual pictures with our law enforcement officers, our first responders, and those that are here. You never read about that on the headlines, but because he personally cared, he was backstage doing that. He does that at almost every single place he goes to show our law enforcement the honor that they're doing. That's the kind of president we have. That's the kind of president we need to continue to support. So here is my promise to you from many members of the Freedom Caucus who believe that we stand for the millions of forgotten men and women who think that this city has forgotten them. My good friend Jim Jordan and I were talking last night, and actually Jim is an unbelievable patriot. I'm here to tell you, an unbelievable patriot. We're going to continue to stay engaged until this Russian hoax gets exposed for what it is, and that is a fake news story of gargantuan proposal. God bless you. Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
This is so exciting to see Congressman Mark Meadows. He's been a firebrand for what's going on. Listen, if you haven't yet registered to vote, go to vfnkb.com/vote, and you can find things that you need. You can register. You can find out, you know, who you're voting for, what's their values. They're asked questions.
That's
the questionnaires
so
there. It is so, so very, very important. Not only that, just go and share this. You can go to our Facebook. We have it there for you, and you can share with others. We have it on our YouTube channel. We have
Absolutely.
It all over social media or Twitter. But you want to just get as many people. You can impact election because so many elections were won by just a few folks who studied who they were going to vote for and went out and voted. I was so surprised to find out how few people determined
actually
to vote.
Actually do vote, yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.